This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of World Sweeper, director of the World Sweeping Association. For 23 years, Tim Toler, who has a company called Clean Sweep Lot Service, LLC, based in Speedway, Indiana, has been a sweeping contractor. And he is also scours the internet for new ideas and new information, as any forward-thinking business owner should be doing in any type of business. And in March of 2018, I got an email from Tim, and he said, I was watching some YouTube videos of some European sweepers that had an articulating broom arms that washed curb lines as power washer, and also washed sidewalks, and I'm interested in getting my hands on one of those sweepers. It looks like these sweepers really have multiple purposes. So with a little collaboration, he sent me a YouTube video of the sweeper he was interested in. I hooked him up. It turns out to be built by Scarab. I hooked him up with the Scarab rep case, and I didn't look up his last name, but I'll put that in the article. And anyway, long story short, the dealer in New York is Frank Spezio, and on the 27th of April, I got an email back from Tim, and he said, I just bought the first Scarab M65T in North America, and you know, I'll call you to fill you in when I know more. And I thought, since this is the case, we should do an interview, as we're doing today, with Tim, and see what he thinks of that machine. It's something that is new to the United States, so let's see what this very experienced contractor's current experience is of it. So we're having this interview is in late June of 2018. You've had time to run the socks off it, Tim. So tell me what you think, and how, give me a little idea of the process.
Well, first, after watching the videos of them on YouTube for several months, and then actually setting them on, those sweepers are not for a parking lot sweeping guy. They're really made, those sweepers are made for intelligent sweeper truck operators that, get, you know, really care about the equipment that they're driving. The Scarab's the type of truck that you really have to work it the whole time you're there. If you want, on a job site, if you want the best results, it can pick up massive quantities of millings. I've even taken that sweeper behind just the milling machine without the broom tractor or skid steers, picking up the leftovers. So that was one thing that I'd seen in the video that I thought was fascinating. On their job sites, they have a lot less equipment there, and the sweeper picks up the majority, if not all, the cleanup. And the way that they prep their the milled surface before they pave with that 300 bar HP head that hangs off the back of some of their sweepers, that's what I really wanted. But I think what I'm going to have to do is probably modify the one I got. But the sweeper with the main broom, a windrow broom underneath it, the two 29-inch suction heads on both, on either side, I found that you get your best results in milling sweeping in that application, what I call center broom right sweeping or center broom left. I mean, just use your one pickup tube on either side, main broom and a curb broom, and then you use that boost button that Scarab has as an option. That I've seen that thing when the driver, when I'm outside, I've seen it 6-8 inches away pick up a softball size rock just by, you know, push the gobbler switch that they call it. We call it tilt switches here. But it lifts the front of that thing up, and it just sucks up massive quantities of material. And the other thing I was looking for, the U.S. manufacturers, I've spoken to some of them, everybody says they want the contractor's inputs, But nobody makes the move to try to take those inputs from the contractor and put them on the application of the sweepers. There's no reason why here in America we can't have 200 or 300 bar pressure washing capability at the spray bars on the front, or, you know, via a power washing head off the back. So, in the respect, it's kind of a regenerative air trap, and it brings a mechanical sweeper. You get the best of both worlds, but I can't stress more, you've got to train the drivers real good in it, because the equipment is, you know, so there's a lot of electronics in there, the cannabis system. When you first look at it, it's kind of, you know, threatening to you, but after you delve off into it for a couple of days, it's just like anything else. You got to learn what you're putting yourself in. So, in that respect, I think these European trucks, the Scarab truck, is more geared towards a professional sweeper truck operator. There's not a 2, 3, even a 5-year senior driver. You got to have a guy that actually cares about what he does and the equipment that his company or his owner has put him in charge of. These, as you know, Andrew, these trucks ain't cheap.
Yeah. And you want to talk about how much this machine ran you?
Well, I don't.
Between this much and this much, I don't think we need graphics. Yeah.
108. It was from 180 to 210.
There you go. So $200,000 machine is what it is.
Yeah. But what you know, I gotta think that the guys that get in on the honeymoon period here, they'll get a good deal.
Yeah.
But after, you know, it goes on, I see the price is going up to be competitive with Temco and Schwartz and everybody else. Leastwise, I hope they can hold their prices, because that's the thing that kind of drives me, or drove me, to look outside our country. The U.S. manufacturers, their prices, it's like they've had a monopoly on it for years. There's basically three major players, and the prices are always high, but yet the prices for what we do with machines has never gone up. So that's what kind of pushed me to the pricing and to find something that could do more than just one job.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I
you can amortize out your investment. What kind of chassis is this on?
A Kenworth. If you first look at it, it looks kind of weird, but it drives and sweeps great. A couple guys say, well, you know, it's not going to be very good for cul-de-sac. Well, that's why you own other sweepers. But still, with the that 8-inch hose on the boom, you can still back it in there. You can still get the job done. You just got to have a little creativity and not be lazy.
When you say you have to, you know, really be well-trained on it and so forth, what are the major kinds of things you're needing to do on this machine to keep it running right? Are you talking, you know, broom tilts and, suction and bleeders, and what is it?
Okay, after I purchased the vehicle, Scarab had set one of their senior engineers here to trade us on it for a week, and also they installed some down pressure on the main broom and the two curb brooms. So when I first purchased it, it didn't have it, but that was one of the things that I had to have in order to close the deal. So they satisfied that need, and the need being that all services are uneven. I don't care where you're at, your service is going to be uneven. So instead of just setting your broom down, which probably a lot of drivers are doing, you work the broom, the center brooms, the two curb brooms, you work them. Our guys pretty much have their fingers you know, right there at the switches. So as the grade or the conditions of the asphalt change, so can our brooms. And that's one thing that, you know, that's going to be one of the big costs. So instead of a guy just putting all the pressure on the broom and leaving it there and wearing it out, you know, in 8 hours, the way that I've trained my guys to do it, we should get, you know, 3 to 4 times the hours out of
well, that can be the difference between making money and not making money on a job.
Exactly. And the other thing, the camber, you got cabbers that look down at the 29-inch sweeping head on either side, so that when you do sweep right behind the milling machine, or you could be sweeping on the highway, and there's a big object, you tilt that head back, let it go, sucks it right up. So I think the things that I've tried to train my drivers in on this piece of equipment, I mean, you just don't, this ain't like a parking lot sweeper where you get 5-6 years out of it and then you throw it away. You want this thing to, I want 12 to 13 years is what I, you know, is sure. What I'm shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all in how you got to read your drivers. You got to know if they don't take care of their own car, man, you don't want them driving that.
Right. I think that's a good sign, actually, when I've told that to contractors, is that's one of the things you ought to look at when you're trying to hire drivers to see what kind of shape their vehicles are in.
Yeah.
What is your basic market with this machine? What does it do better than, as far as you're concerned, the U.S. manufactured machines? What types of things?
Well, like I said, the biggest thing is getting that. Johnson had, I even looked at their trucks here in North America, that pressure, the HP on it, the high pressure at the bar, that sweeper has two spray bars. Has one that's high pressure, and then the other one's low. The thing that I find with that high pressure is you put it on some, actuators will drop. So instead of it being, I don't know, a foot off the ground, we can get it a little closer.
Sure.
So when you're on a milling job, you really want to try to, you know, right before they pave, it's real dusty. So I just never found anybody else's trucks that I demoed that had that kind of pressure at their spray bars. And I'm in the process of getting kits they're making for the truck that I purchased to put a high pressure spray bar in front of the windrow broom underneath the truck, HP bars behind the sweeping nozzles, so that, like when we're at the airport, they do, they cut the, concrete, take the panels out of the runway. Well, you always have that residual concrete dust around the next day. So what I found, just with the low pressure water spray bars, it doesn't do the trick. But the one that I have on the scare puts out enough volume of water, basically, you know, gets it back to where it's slurry again, so you can get it swept up and then come through another time with the high pressure and you're good. So we do a lot of milling sweeping here. So that's what I'm trying to, you know, get to is a cleaner surface for the contractors to pave on. And not saying that, you know, the other, Jimco, Schwartz, all that, they do a good job of sweeping. But if they would combine that regenerative air with high pressure water, like the European manufacturers done, I think they'd have a winner. But until, you know, they want to start listening, because I've also seen an article on a thing on YouTube about Johnson, you know, they're coming back out, recommitting themselves to their customers. And Range, I've heard that for 23 years. Every company says that. Every sweeping manufacturer says that same thing. and never give up.
Well, I think this is, you know, will be perhaps a wake-up call to them to, you know, look into this and get this type of equipment available here in the U.S. I'm not familiar with certainly a standard production unit having a high-pressure wash system that goes along with regenerative air or vacuum. And if there's somebody out there listening that knows about a machine like that in the U.S. marketplace, please let me know. What else should we know? What else should we tell people about the machine? I mean, it's the first one in the U.S., so how about support? That's for you, is done through New York. How's that look like it's going to be working?
Well, right now, that's the drawback that you hear everywhere when you buy stuff outside the country. And I would say, basically, my company is doing the R&D for these guys on the support, it kind of looks like. They make every effort, conscious effort, to, fulfill the needs that I requested. I'm learning a little patience since the parts, they're supposed to be setting them up at a BOMAG factory there in, on the East Coast. But as of now, they don't have all those parts there yet. So the things that I have requested had to come from the UK. But I give them an A for effort. And, they've owned this is the first truck. So I'm always willing to give a person the benefit of the doubt. So, like I said, right now they're making every conscious effort to take care of the things that I ask for, but you got to understand right now there's probably a 2-3 week lag on some things, so I find myself just having to be patient. But they're stand-up people, I will tell you that.
Okay. And we'll put the link there, how to get to that dealership, and certainly if people want to know more. Is there anything else that we should say in this interview that you'd like to have brought out or brought up?
Well, the only thing I'd say, and we'll leave it at this, a lot of people are afraid of things that they know nothing about. I think there's, guys out there that own sweeping companies that's, been out there longer than me or longer than me. I'm an old dog. I used to look at some of the other trucks that were kind of based like the European models. I didn't know nothing about them, so I talk bad about them. So I would just say, the guys out there that are on the fence, if you're looking for a piece of equipment that can do crossover multiple jobs, give it a shot. But learn it. Do your homework on it. This wasn't something I just fell into. This started back in December doing my research and stuff on these trucks. So that's why I say, Ranger, learn about it. And then base your opinions on that.
Well, I think that's good advice no matter what you're doing in any industry with any pieces of equipment, because you're spending a lot of money to not have it work. And none of us have that kind of money we want to be throwing away. So, okay. Well, thank you very much, Tim, for talking about this. And I think it's certainly interesting and, potentially exciting to have another entrant into the U.S. marketplace. So we'll see how it shakes out and take it from there. Well, we've been talking to Tim Toler, and Tim is the owner of Clean Sweep Lot Services, LLC, and based in Indiana. And I really appreciate you talking about your experience with this new machine. Thank you, Tim.
Yep.